All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to this week's episode of the I Love Changing Lives podcast. And I'm coming to you both excited and a little bit sad. Excited to dive into today's subject to help a lot of you achieve a lot more in a shorter period of time. I'm sad because tomorrow I've got to drop my kids off at the airport. They're heading back to Australia to spend the next 6 months with their mother. So I am going to be hyper productive, but I am going to be a little bit heartbroken, at least for the next couple of weeks. Now, if you read the title to this episode, right, how to become more effective. Well, what does being effective really mean? And ultimately for me, being more effective means that you're able to get more done in less time, right? Effective, efficient. For me, efficient is great, but if you're just getting stuff done quickly, but you're not achieving the results you want, then you're efficient, you're not effective, all right? So for me, being more effective means that I can get more done that achieves the results I want in less time, all right? So we're gonna dig into a few key points here that I really want you to start thinking about, start reflecting on in terms of how you're approaching what it is that you're trying to get done, what it is you're trying to achieve, the outcomes you're trying to bring to life. Because it's a lot easier, right, to just get caught up in the do, to get caught up being busy and to never really measure or to check in to see how effective you're being with the time that you have, right? It can seem like we've got a lot going on, it can seem like all of these things are hitting us at once, but then it can also feel like we're not really moving forward. And what I want to do today is empower you with some key things that you can take and implement to make sure that you're always moving forward towards the results that you want, right? So if you need a pen and paper out, I always highly recommend it. Otherwise, you know, save this episode if it's one that you think you want to go back to and just, you know, take what you need from it and apply it to where you're at right now in life or in business. Now, the first one I talked about in an email and a post I put out last week, which was, you know, where we're losing the most amount of time on a weekly basis. And one of the key points I talked about in that was the fog, right? It's having a lack of clarity around what it truly is that you're trying to achieve or the outcome that you're trying to bring to life. Like maybe you have these wishes of these things that you want to create, but you don't see all the details. You haven't worked out, you know, what all the little pieces are that you need to put together in order to create what it is that you're trying to build, all right, or, you know, achieve. And when you're not clear on what all those little pieces are, when you're not clear on what they look like, how they feel, who you need to be in that process, there's a fog, right? There's this wish, almost this dream. But when you close your eyes, that dream doesn't have any details. It doesn't have any meat to it. It doesn't have a, you know, it doesn't evoke any level of emotion except excitement because it would be cool, okay? And I want you to go further than just the excitement level. I want you to go down to the detail where it's such a clear vision, right? In all areas with all the pieces that you need to bring that vision to life, right? Once you've got clarity around that, what you can do is you can start what I call generating your core 5% or the key 5% of things that you need to be doing on a daily basis to bring that vision to life. Because it's easy to look at all of the pieces and think that you need to be doing all of those things in order to bring it to life. Whereas being an entrepreneur is being just as good at outsourcing or working out what you're good at and hiring people to do the stuff you're not so good at throughout the process in order to achieve what you want, but also to be more effective with your time, right? And for me, it's clarity around your 5%. And if you haven't got clear on the end result yet and that vision, how do you get clear on what your 5% needs to be? All right, for me, I've shared it many times, it's creating. Right, I'm very system orientated because I like leverage, right? I want to create things that can, you know, develop consistency in what I'm doing or the product I'm providing and service and all of those things, right? My brain thinks that way because it's solution orientated. But at my core, my 5% is creation. If it's creation of these systems, if it's creation of products and programs and strategies and mindset ways of thinking to approach things to get a better outcome in less time or to enjoy the process more throughout the journey, right? That's where I sit. If I get caught in operation mode, which I was last week, right? I'm developing a new Facebook ad campaign. So I had to do it, right? Because I do believe in integrity of practicing what you preach. So I needed to do it. I needed to test it. I needed to get it approved. I needed to see how it's going. I need to track the metrics of it. And for me, can do that stuff, but I don't thrive in that area. For me, that's not part of my core 5%. Once I've got that puppy working the way I needed to, it's gone, right? I already have two people that I'm going to hand it off to, right? Because for me, creating that process, creating the new strategy, implementing it, making sure it works is part of my 5% to a certain point. Once it's up and running and where it needs to be, it's not part of my 5% because my 5% is not about the operations, right? Once I've got the system, the strategy, the product, the program, the service, whatever it is that needs to be created and I know it works and I've gone through the process myself, then it's time to get rid of it because somebody else needs to operate it because I don't thrive in operation. I thrive in creation, right? And hopefully you've been able to work out what area or what aspect you thrive in most. You know, what do you need to be dedicating most of your time to turn that 5% into 90% of the results that you need? And that's how it works, right? For me, getting laser focused, bringing things into a smaller and smaller and smaller zone of thought, right? I don't have to get distracted with too many things. It allows me to create greater outcomes, allows me to produce bigger and better results. And it's something that you got to be aware of as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a human being, right? If you're focusing on too many things, you're never going to be effective. You might be efficient at getting a lot of things done, but you won't be effective because none of those things will be operating at a higher level. They'll just be at the done phase. So again, I want you to think about how that relates to where you are right now and what it is that you're doing on a day-to-day basis to achieve what you want. Once you got clarity and you're seeing through the fog and you know exactly what it is you're trying to achieve, you're able to put together all of those little Lego pieces to create that dream that you want, right? And you know what the building blocks are and what you need to do and spend your time on to create them, right? That's step one. Next, you have to start planning what it is you need to be doing around that core 5%. I can't just suddenly decide that, like for me, mine's creation, right? And I just sit here and go, yep, my core 5% is creation. And then what? Okay. I have to put action into it. I have to make sure that now I'm developing that core 5% on a daily basis. I have to plan my day so strategically that I stay within that core 5%. If I don't have a plan in place to do that, I will get distracted. I will get pulled in different directions. I will get sometimes caught up, you know, doing stuff that I should never even be doing, right? Because I didn't have a plan to follow. And some of you might think that's anal. Some of you might think, oh, it's a pain in the ass. But trust me, if you're looking at becoming effective, you have to have that plan, that roadmap, the steps mapped out that you need to take every single day. And if I don't get those steps done by the end of the day, for me, I haven't achieved what I need to achieve. If other things take me away from that, then I have to go back to the first point and work out, why am I getting pulled in that direction? Who do I need to hand it off to? What do I need to create in order to not have to operate in that zone? All right, and that's why this is a step-by-step process. Once I've got that plan in place, the next point here is all about execution. Like I said, for me, if I haven't achieved what's on that plan by the end of the day, I haven't moved forward. Something has distracted me and I need to refine my process. And part of my journaling at the end of every day is to have an equal sign at the end of my day. Like, what did I achieve based on what I set? Was I distracted? How effective was I in what I had mapped out for the day? What were the results that I achieved by the end of my day? And if I didn't achieve what I want, cool, what do I need to do tomorrow? What do I need to plan to make sure that I can execute on my critical 5%? I hope you're following through the process here because it is so powerful when you can do this, right? And when you can do it in this way where you don't have the fog, you have clarity, you set a plan, you focus on execution, and then you do the next point, measuring. Test and measure everything. If I don't have that equal sign at the end of every day, I've just gone through my day and maybe I had a to-do list that I ticked a few things off. Yay, right? For me, I'm working now on becoming more effective because ultimately, what I attach to being effective is having more free time. Being able to achieve more in less time frees up more time, allows me to either take on more things, right, that are in line with what I want to take on, or it frees me up to spend more time on what I enjoy doing, which is learning, training, hanging out with my kids when I've got them, spending time with my wife, being able to go trail hiking, being able to help more people, create content. Like, those are the things that I love to do. And if I can have more time to do those things because I'm more effective, I'm winning on a daily basis. And being able to measure how effective you're being every single day is a critical element to all of this. All right, so again, I'm gonna go through those 4 points quickly. All right, first one, clarity around your 5%. Get rid of the fog. Second, planning around what you need to do that's in line with that 5% to achieve 90% of your results. Third, execution. What am I doing to execute my plan? How am I structuring my day and my routine to make sure that I have the greatest chance of executing exactly what I have planned? And then sitting there at the end of every day, don't wait till the next day. At the end of every day, measure your progress, measure your effectiveness, measure how well you stuck to that plan and the results that you achieved from it. Because sometimes you can have a shitty plan, right? Sometimes the plan that you set up wasn't enough or wasn't effective enough to create the outcome you want. That's something that we'll be able to measure looking at the results that you've achieved. And again, this is a process, all right? It's not something that you think is cool, like writing down your goals on New Year's Eve, right? That shit doesn't work. It doesn't work because there's nothing attached to it. There's not a process to follow. It's just stuff you put down on a piece of paper. What I'm trying to empower you guys with now is a daily process. And it's a daily process that if you own, you never, ever, ever have to worry about whether or not you're going to achieve what you want, because you're going to know whether or not you're going to achieve what you want based on following these first 4 points. Being able to test and measure the process and the effectiveness in creating the outcomes that you want. No more guesswork, no more sitting on the couch, crossing your fingers, dreaming of a Ferrari. That shit will never work. Okay, I'm going to switch gears for a little bit here, and I want you to think bigger, right? And I watched a video last weekend. I really took something away from it that I wanted to share with you guys in this week's episode, right? And it was all about how billionaires think. And I do a lot of reading. Like, I go through at least 2 audiobooks a week. I listen to podcasts every day. I read at least a book a week as well. I find being able to read and also listen, I take in different things. So those of you that only like one or another, maybe test out switching gears every now and then, because I definitely find I pick up different things based on whether I'm reading or listening. And when I was watching this and listening to this piece of content around billionaire thinking, it opened up my horizons a little bit more, because the first point they talked about was the fact that billionaires know how to do everything in their company or their business well. Right? They don't sit back here and go, hey, do you know what? I don't need to know about that. I'll just outsource it to somebody else because it's not in my 5%, which is how I sort of used to think. And then the more that they went on and explained this, the more sense it made to me, right? They know how to do everything in their business at a high level, right? But it doesn't mean that they are the ones doing it. They were the ones who built the systems. They created the processes, the strategies, the tools, everything that they needed to do in order to create the outcomes that they wanted, right? And they have such a high level of understanding of what it takes at each of those different areas, at each of those critical business disciplines in order to create the outcome. And the reason why they know that is because at any point or at any level or with any one of these different business disciplines or areas, where there's a breakdown, they're able to see it. They're able to identify the gap as quickly as possible and then close that gap or help somebody solve a problem as quickly as possible in order to keep moving forward, to keep growing. And for me, that was a critical differentiation because I think so many entrepreneurs get stuck at a certain level because they don't have a level of understanding of each of those different, let's call them pillars within your business, so that when something breaks down, they're not able to identify it and then they get stuck and they stay stuck and frustrated and overwhelmed and they start looking in all these different directions, crossing their fingers, hoping they can find out what the issue is because they don't have an understanding around each of these pillars to be able to solve that problem quickly, to be able to identify the gap and close it as fast as possible in order to keep moving forward. Right? Because in business, there's always two things, and I share this with you guys all the time, mastery and growth, right? And as a business is growing, at some point, it's going to have to go through mastery again. It's going to have to take on new staff members, create new systems, processes, adopt new tools to create leverage. You know, being able to deliver at a higher level of service requires different things. So you're going to have to go through mastery to identify those things and then create systems and processes and adopt tools in order to be able to do that. And as a leader of your business and company and as an entrepreneur, if you don't know or have a great knowledge and awareness around what it takes throughout each of those things to then get back to growth, you're going to stay stuck. There's going to be leaky holes in that bucket. There's going to be things that aren't working and you're going to be trying to keep your eye on the results and then you're going to be looking at the results and you're not going to be able to work back from those results and identify what needs to change in order to keep hitting that and growing. All right. For me, like that was a critical distinction. But here's the last part of it, right? And the last part of this thinking is that entrepreneur, the way to think about it is billionaires tend to have a T-shaped mindset. All right. They adopt a T-shaped approach to business. All right. In the way that, like I said, they have this broad awareness across all the different disciplines, all those different pillars within their business. But then like a T, they have a single focus. So it's coming straight down from the broad awareness, they have a single deep focus around one thing, all right? Around one thing that they need to be doing in order to move forward. And again, that one thing tends to be growth or mastery, right? If it's growth, what do we need to do around growth? How do we keep growing? What do we need to implement? What marketing, what strategies, what price points, you know, who's our customer that we need to start attracting in order to keep growing, right? And then when it's mastery, it's all the things that I talked about before. What do we need to adopt to keep growing, to create more leverage, to have more team members, to create a better experience and deliver a higher level of service? And when you're looking at the above that I talked about, right? The clarity, the planning, the execution, and the measuring, right? Those are your one things. That's the T going down, right? When it comes to being more effective, having that broad knowledge and awareness of all the different things in your business that you need to know how to create or how to tweak, adjust, close the gap as quickly as possible allows you to be more effective. Having the single focus allows you to solve a big problem. It allows you to stay within your critical 5%. Having the awareness of knowledge, having that billionaire thinking allows you to be more effective because you don't have to waste time in search mode. You're going to know and then you're going to be able to adapt and put things in place as quickly as possible. Again, getting back to being more effective. One of the ways that billionaires and high-level entrepreneurs do that on a consistent basis, and this is something that when I look at optimizing my performance, right? And I think it's something that, again, when I go back to measuring, it's something that I measure on a daily basis based on my mood, my energy. Was I frustrated? Were there things that I didn't want to be doing today that I ended up doing? Were there areas of the day that I didn't feel the way I want to feel, right? For me, that's my way of checking in how effective I'm being with my own performance. And one of the things that I'm realizing, one of the things that I'm learning consistently from all the books I'm reading, from talking and working with high-level entrepreneurs, being able to cut out the noise and the distractions are paramount in being able to maintain a single focus, in being able to stick to your critical 5%, in being able to execute on the plan that you've put in place based on that 5%, right? I've gotten rid of almost 90% of my social media, right? Even a lot of the content that I was creating, I've stopped doing in the last 2 to 3 months because I realized, as much as I love it, as much as I want to help people, a lot of that stuff was noise because it doesn't necessarily move the needle forward, right? And I'm going to explain that a little bit more in a second. In the post that I did and on my email list, if you guys haven't checked that either, make sure that you join my group or jump on my email list at adammckenzie.net. But I talk and I share a few tools that I've now created to get rid of the Facebook newsfeed, to get rid of the recommended videos and the comments and stuff on YouTube, because I still want to use those social media platforms, but I don't want to get distracted. And what you got to realize as an entrepreneur is it's very easy to get distracted very quickly, right? It's how our mindsets tend to work, right? We'll go from one thing to the next and we'll see shiny light bulb and then that seems exciting. And we're always looking at new ways and that just tweaks the entrepreneurial spirit within all of us. And to be able to cut out the noise and the distraction allows you to stay focused for longer, therefore being more effective, right? If you look at a 4-hour period of your day, how much of that time are you spent executing your plan? Are you spent developing the things that you need to develop to move forward? Are you able to maintain that single focus for an hour out of the 4 hours, or is it 3 or 4 hours? And it's something, like I said, when I look at optimizing my performance, it's trying to get rid of all of the things that distract me from being as effective as I can be in that time period. And to let you know, that 4-hour time period is my goal on a daily basis. I don't want to work more than 4 hours. The rest of the day, I want to do the things that I shared with you earlier. When I have my kids, that's the time I take off with them and I spend with them and I homeschool them and I help develop them, right? Those are the things that excite me most. Doesn't mean I'm not willing to work more, but if I can optimize my time and I can become more effective in less time, I'll never need to, which is the exciting part, all right? The thing I was gonna talk to you and share with you slightly, I don't wanna go into it too much because I might do a whole separate episode on this, right? But one of the things I've realized in the last 2 months is that there is so much content and information out there that sometimes we think that, and I've been caught up in it too, the only way to build relationships with people, to bring them into your products, programs, or service, is to build a relationship, is to provide value first, is to work towards reciprocity. And I still believe in all of those things, but I no longer believe that those are the key elements in moving the needle forward. My example would be, if you're spending an hour, 2 hours a day developing content, creating ebooks, blog posts, doing all of those different things, and you're not on the phone to your ideal clients, you're not developing your marketing, you're not getting a lower lead cost, you're not bringing people into your program and then bringing them onto higher price points, developing more cash flow and more profit. Those are the things that move the needle forward. All the other stuff is nice, right? It's great. I do believe it's important. I just no longer believe that it's necessarily effective in creating the outcomes that I want. Is it good to add to everything you're doing? Sure. Would I add it before I had a business with the level of income, profit, and clients and consistency that I want? No, I wouldn't, right? And that's where I've been distracted in the past because, again, I'm creative. Woohoo, I can create more content. Let's go. But yet I'm not on the phone to as many clients as I could be. I'm not bringing people into my program as much as I could be. And I'm also not adopting the single-mindedness about students' results. For me, if I can keep my focus, our student focus, right? Which means that everything in my business is student focused. How do I create, set up, and build things to give them the best experience and help them grow as quickly as possible and achieve the results that they want in the shortest amount of time? And if my business works from that point back, right? Again, getting back to the clarity of the 5%, for me, keeping that level of focus is my 5%. If I'm only developing things that are in line with that, I'm not being distractive. I'm allowing myself to focus on the 5% of things that are going to create the biggest outcomes for me. And again, cutting out the noise, getting rid of the distractions that aren't in line with that single focus is key. You think you can do more, you think you can do all of these things, you go about it, but again, start measuring it to work out if it's effective, because if it's not effective, there's only one way to go about making it effective, and that starts with you measuring it and then working through the process I've been sharing with you today. All right, we got two more points to go through here and then not long. So I appreciate your time and your energy, because I don't want you to be distracted. I want this stuff to add to how effective you will be. Being great at saying no, okay? Like I talked about with my content and stuff, I've had to say no to being interviewed on a lot of podcasts lately, right? I get people reaching out to me on Instagram and Facebook all the time going, hey, we'd love to interview you. Can you share this out to your list? Have you thought about this? I'd love to work with you on this. Would you like to JV and create this? And I've had to get really good at saying no. I still have fit pros that reach out to me all the time that want to work with me that, again, I have to say no, because it's not in line with the direction I'm going. I have a great group of fitness professionals that I would say are more high-level entrepreneurs now that I choose to work with, but that's it. Everything else I'm doing now is more in line with helping people create transformational programs that they can charge high prices for that deliver incredible results and experiences. That's my jam, right? That's what drives me. That's what I really want to do, because I want to help more entrepreneurs help more people. Right? Because ultimately for me, that's how I contribute. That's where I get my fulfillment. So being great at saying no to other things, sometimes when there's financial things attached to it, is hard, right? It's not easy. But again, if I don't, then I'm now taking my focus away to something else. I'm being distracted. I'm going down another rabbit hole again that I said I wouldn't, because it's not in line with the one I want to do. It's not part of that critical 5%, but yet I find myself doing it, because I wasn't strong enough to say no. And I want you to empower yourselves with that ability. Saying no to clients, saying no to money, saying no to things that sometimes it might seem crazy that you're saying no to them, right? In terms of logic, right? But big picture thinking doesn't allow you to do anything else. Being able to achieve significant growth and amazing outcomes, you have to take on and adopt things that most people aren't willing to do, because most people aren't willing to say no. Most people aren't willing to test and measure their own results because they can see they're not being effective, which means that in their mind, they're not succeeding, which is such a load of crap. But that's how we tend to think as human beings. And suddenly I'm not succeeding. I'm not good enough. And then you're back in that whole depressive cycle, which I'm not going to go into, right? But just adopt that. Trust me, the more you can adopt being good at saying no, the better. You know, to the point now where we're looking at getting a chef. We have a cleaner. We'll probably still keep walking the dog, but if I wanted to, I could get a dog walker as well, right? Where we've moved, the gym's now 3 minutes away instead of 20 minutes away that it used to be, right? All of these things now are allowing me to be more effective. They're allowing me to get a lot less done, a lot more done in less time, right? The last point here is when you can do all of the above, right? You get to earn momentum. A lot of people talk about getting into momentum, right? And I've shared it in a lot of different episodes, the power of momentum, right? And the beautiful thing about momentum is you start to achieve more results now in less time because you've been consistently effective. And I talk about this in relation to growth all the time, right? That growth is not linear. It's not suddenly just one thing, right? It's exponential, that suddenly you can not see any results for a long time. And you're doing all of these little things. You're staying consistent. You're running ads. You're investing in mentors. You're reading. You're training. And it doesn't seem like you're progressing forward. And then suddenly, bang, $100,000 a month. You're down 10% body fat. You attract the partner that you wanted to attract that you spent the last 15 years looking for, right? All of these things suddenly start coming into your world at a rapid speed because you now have earned momentum. And you don't earn momentum without doing everything I've shared with you today on a consistent daily basis. Momentum will never come into your life because you've never earned it. When you do earn it, you get to enjoy the benefit of it. You get to experience exponential growth. And I've got clients of mine that have been in their industry and in their business for 10 years. never achieving growth. And when we started to break down what I've shared with you today and we started to implement these things and we started to put some better strategies and better ways of thinking into play, and they did that shit on a consistent basis, no matter how hard or how many different directions they were put in, bang, after 10 years of growth in less than 6, sometimes 12 weeks, they've achieved more income than they did in the entire 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years before. And I'm talking about clients who never earned more than $30,000 a year, who are now earning close to $500,000 to $1 million a year. And we achieved that in 6 months. And that's not for me to brag. That's for me to highlight to you the power of momentum, of exponential growth. When you keep a single focus, when you have clarity around your 5%, when you create a plan and you execute on that plan and you measure how effective that plan is on a consistent basis. And now when you start to optimize that process and you get rid of noise, you cut out the distractions, you get great at saying no, enjoy momentum, my friends, all right? Enjoy it, because you've done what it takes in order to enjoy it that most people aren't willing to do on a consistent basis, because it's not easy. It doesn't come naturally. You have to commit to it. And for me, that's where the differentiator is for most people. It's the ones who get to experience it, get to the point of being able to enjoy exponential growth and momentum. They're the ones that win. But people will often sit back and think, man, how did that person achieve so much? But they didn't see all the days that they stuck to what I've shared with you today. They didn't see the compound effect. They didn't see all the times they had to say no to things that were opportunities, that they had to cut out distractions, that they had to sacrifice not doing certain things that weren't in line with what they're trying to do, that weren't on their plan, that weren't part of their execution of that plan. I hope you guys took a lot away from this. And as always, if there's anything I can do to help you optimize your time, your business in any way, shape, or form, shout out, right? Send me a message on Facebook. Send me an email at adammckenzie.net. I've got some free training that I'm going to link, all right, below today's episode, right, which is all about how to take the things that you are most passionate about and create a highly profitable coaching business, right? If that's something that you're interested in, if you have a true desire to change lives, to create highly transformational programs, right, that in, you know, 8 to 12 weeks, you are going to transform from where somebody is now to where they want to be. And you want to be able to charge accordingly to the results that it is that you can provide and the solution that it is that you have to offer. All right, then I want you to check out that training. I'm going to put a link to it below this episode. So check that out. I think it's just under an hour, all right? But I share with you the process. I share some of the stories of how my clients have been able to achieve exponential growth by doing the things that I share with you in that training. I'm excited to connect with you, and I've got to drop my kids off tomorrow. Like I said, I'm not looking forward to that at all, but I will be back next week with another great episode for you all.